So to the body, there's no such thing as sickness. There's only the detoxification of toxins, right? And so what we say when you're sick is don't suppress your symptoms. It's the worst thing you can do, which is all that Western medicine has taught us to do for most of our lives. Take these drugs to mute those symptoms. The body's being dumb and stupid and it shouldn't be doing this. So I'm gonna put a chemical into it that forces it to shut up and stop. Let yourself explode if you need to move that energy, rather than saying, oh no, I shouldn't feel angry. That's not very enlightened. I should try to feel happy. That's suppression and it doesn't serve you at all.
First question is from Kathy. A year ago, I was doing a candida cleanse, and about 2 months into the cleanse, I started having excruciating energy throughout my body like electricity. I started having panic attacks. It was constant. I couldn't do much more than sit in my chair. I had what seemed like electric jolts, which would wake me up all night. I couldn't leave my house. It lasted 4 months. I'm about to start the Ascension Protocol part of the course, and I am a little hesitant that it will happen again. I will do it anyway, but I'm wondering if you can give any advice since I have had this very difficult experience.
Wow, what a great explanation, Kathy, of what a true die-off can be like. This is what I, you know, cautiously warn people about as they go into their Kundalini awakening, is don't be in a huge rush to activate your Kundalini, because you may be in for more than you bargained for, right? You don't really know everything that's hiding in the deep subconscious, in the lower three chakras. And so it's better to approach it gradually and set the foundation first with lots of practice on inner purification, which is the three beliefs practice. We balance those three lower chakras by eradicating all belief in lack, the attachment to outcomes or external things, and then personal doership or control over life. We actively denounce those things to the point where they stop showing up in our experience. And that the degree to which the three beliefs are no longer showing up in our experience, they're no longer dominating our reactivity to life and demanding our behaviors, but we're aware of them and we start to step away from them and place our awareness on the truth of who we are, that's the degree to which the lower three chakras are balanced. So when you say I had electric jolts that would wake me up all night, that is a classic symptom of Kundalini ascension, in that when we sleep, when we are lying still, when we aren't using the body's energy, Kundalini likes to make use of that time. And I've said this before, but going through that period of my ascension process, if I even sat on the couch for about 5 minutes, I would start to feel all the nadis through my hands, wrists, sometimes my spine, down my shins, into my feet, starting to heat up with what I call volcano veins, where it feels like there's like electricity flowing through the meridians in your body. And then at night, I would get woken up very often with different manifestations of energy. A few times, like little tiny interconjunctions of energy traveling up the spine. So if you have these energy dynamics happening at night, guys, that's a hallmark sign of Kundalini's, that Kundalini is very active, let's put it that way, in your nervous system, which is a good thing. But what does that mean for the inner work? It means we should be very aware that whatever's coming up right now is what Kundalini is bringing up for healing, for purification. So we have to get really diligent by applying these principles in these moments. Typically, you'll go through different periods when Kundalini is very active on her ascension journey, when that energy is very active in your nervous system. You may have a whole week of like absolute ecstatic bliss. At all times, you just walk outside and start to tear up at the beauty of nature. Like that's a classic Kundalini awakening symptom as well. But it can also go on the negative end of things when she's purifying negative energy. You can all of a sudden just wake up and feel horribly depressed for apparently no reason. And this is kind of what I think you're describing here in feeling panic attacks. The panic attack is actually panic being healed out of your nervous system, out of your energy body. So there's really no such thing as a panic attack in that sense. There's only panic being healed, right? But if you don't approach that energy correctly through the disciplines of the personality, then you will sort of try to stuff it back down and avoid it and suppress it, which increases it over time in intensity. But just like every physical manifestation of sickness, whether it's sweating, rashes, a fever, vomiting, diarrhea, these are all ways that the physical body is releasing toxins from the body. So to the body, there's no such thing as sickness. There's only the detoxification of toxins, right? It works the exact same way in our energy body. The energy body doesn't know, I am depressed or I am panicked. The energy body just knows the purification of panic or depression. It's always coming up to be released, right? Just like every symptom of sickness is the body releasing toxins. And so what we say when you're sick is don't suppress your symptoms. It's the worst thing you can do, which is all that Western medicine has taught us to do for most of our lives. Take these drugs to mute those symptoms. The body's being dumb and stupid and it shouldn't be doing this. So I'm going to put a chemical into it that forces it to shut up and stop. But isn't that what we do with our emotions as well? When we say, I don't want to feel this right now. Why am I feeling this? You're like, my energy body is dumb and it's just feeling bad things for no reason, is kind of what you're implying. So instead, we want to really lean in softly and sensitively to those feelings and say, okay, energy body is trying to eliminate this energy of panic, which means first, I have to feel it fully. Let's go, panic attack. I'm ready to feel you. I'm not afraid. It's kind of like the cold plunge, right? To do a cold plunge in ice water, you got to be all in. I am not going to resist this shock of the coldness. I'm going to lean into it and allow it. That doesn't mean you don't shiver and have the little panic attack happening. You breathe heavily. All those things still happen, and they don't imply that you're resisting it. This is just what you have to do to move the energy. So Ra says it's actually really good to move negative energy. Ra uses the example of anger, of course. Let yourself explode if you need to move that energy, rather than saying, oh no, I shouldn't feel angry. That's not very enlightened. I should try to feel happy. That's suppression, and it doesn't serve you at all, right? There's nothing unenlightened about anger inherently, but are you accepting that anger as it is the only question. So go into a room somewhere and rip off that strain of cuss words going through your mind and whatever it is, right? Ra says, just turn it up and allow yourself to see the futility of that energy. Like, let's say panic attack in this example. Let yourself feel panicked. Say, okay, panic, you want to panic, let's go. But all the while watching that reaction in yourself as the observer, and you'll see very quickly, this panic reaction doesn't help anything. There's absolutely no benefit to panicking over this situation. And that's the perceiving the folly, as we talked about in our opening lecture, that you have to do at some point, right? If you think panic or rage is useful in some way, if you think it really accomplishes something beneficial, you will continue to give in to those reactions, right? So instead, we want to see the futility of those reactions as just unhelpful. So back to the topic of the Kundalini ascension that you're describing here. You said, this lasted 4 months. I'm about to start the ascension protocol part of the course, and I'm a little hesitant that it will happen again. I will do it anyway, but I'm wondering if you can give advice. So my advice is, how do I say this? See if you can change your attitude a bit towards that manifestation of panic and say, I look forward to the next time that panic surfaces in my consciousness because I'm ready to finally heal this energy. That's the attitude that really makes you like Kundalini's best sidekick. You know, you'll be the Robin to Kundalini's Batman. If you're like, let's go, Kundalini, I'm all in. I'm not afraid, bring it all up, let's do this together. She brings it up, which you can't do by yourself, right? The ego can't bring up its own traumas and distortions. Kundalini does that for us. But then what Kundalini can't do is to balance that energy for us. We have to do it. The I am has to do it. So we say, bring it on, Kundalini. And we just let ourselves feel it and consciously qualify it. I renounce all belief in panic and fear in my consciousness. And I affirm my full safety and security as the divine presence of God in my life, as the commanding power of my experience. I affirm my creatorship. I am safe in my Father's kingdom. You know, whatever it is that you feel peace when you affirm it, go to that after the panic attack has subsided. While it's there, be in it, be with it. After it's dissipated a bit, correct it, requalify it by affirming the truth. This is the ongoing practice of a Kundalini awakening, of die-offs, that we all have to get really good at and habituated to doing. So what I would say to you in conclusion is, although this seems like, for right now, it seems like a difficult, undesirable experience, I'm kind of afraid of it happening again, I understand that impulse to see die-offs that way, because let's be real, right? They're not fun or enjoyable, but they're not supposed to be, because again, it's all the old energy we've been qualifying that's been stuck in our chakras, finally coming up to be released. So what you can do is you can know that everything I heal expands my state of being even more. If I can allow this panic attack to happen right now with full acceptance and forgiveness of it, I'm releasing all that energy so that the next time it happens, it'll be much less intense, right? Every victory we gain, you guys, in the spirit realm, let's say, is eternal, right? Every victory is an eternal victory. We never lose progress we've already gained. We never go backwards. So if you can do it now, like, this is the hardest time it will ever be to sit with my panic or sit with my depression. Because if I actually do it with love and acceptance, the next time this feeling surfaces, it's a little bit less intense because I revoked some of my energy from it last time. And so it may continue to manifest for some time, but we watch the graph just keep declining over time. And then eventually, it's absolutely no problem for us to have a little feeling of panic because we're so used to it, we're so familiar with it, we've so mastered it that we just immediately welcome it with love, and then it depolarizes it even more. This is the way self-mastery starts to flower in us, is that kind of like the picture of Jesus walking on water. To everyone else watching Jesus walk on water, it was this miracle of incredible power. But you know for sure that in Jesus's awareness, he wasn't feeling like, oh, I'm so powerful that I'm walking on water, right? To him, it was effortless of like, there is no water. Everything's the same to me. Everything is the divine energy moving everywhere. So for Jesus, it was normal. It was easy. It was effortless. And that's how self-correction becomes, is that the more we do it, the more dominion we have over that ability, meaning the less we fear manifestations of ego, and actually the more we look forward to them. We gain the experience that every victory is an eternal victory, and so I can't wait to purify more energy today. That's the attitude we develop as we just diligently practice this. So if it feels difficult in the beginning, that's absolutely normal. But expect for it to change, for you to enjoy and to look forward to these die-offs as they happen. Hey everyone, thank you for watching today's video. I hope that you were truly blessed by it. And I wanted to let you know that I'm really excited to now be partnering with an amazing conscious supplement company called Organifi. A lot of you know that I'm also passionate about holistic health and nutrition, and Organifi has been a staple in my daily health routine for a very long time. They make the most delicious, organic, and high-quality superfood products that I've ever come across. And as you know, a healthy body is a great benefit for spiritual growth, because the health of your body directly translates to the health of your mind. Everything is connected. So feeding your body with high vibrational superfoods straight from the earth is one of the best ways to create that environment for a healthy mind. But getting all the superfoods that your body needs in one day can admittedly be a little bit tough. And that is where Organifi can add a ton of value to your life. I personally start every day off with green, which is Organifi's really delicious blend of 11 superfoods like ashwagandha, chlorella, and moringa. And then in the middle of the day, I'll usually have a scoop of red, which is a delicious energy blend full of 13 adaptogens and antioxidants from berries to recharge your mind and body with a delicious blend of organic superfoods. Your body is an amazing organic machine, but it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. And red is full of adaptogens sourced from organic herbs and medicinal mushrooms. And these are compounds that balance hormones, prime your energy pathways, and alleviate stress. So instead of crushing your adrenal system with huge doses of caffeine every day, adaptogens work with your body and give you natural, sustained energy all throughout the day. What's most important to me, though, about Organifi is the way that they go above and beyond to ensure the cleanest and purest ingredients in all of their products. They are USDA certified organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, certified glyphosate-free, and absolutely zero fillers. So I never go anywhere without Organifi, and I never miss a day without taking it. And Organifi is offering a super generous discount of 20% off of your entire order when you use the coupon code ABKEY at checkout. So if you want to upgrade your health regimen with Organifi, you can click on the link in the description box below to learn more about all the amazing products that they offer. And I promise you that your mind and your body are going to thank you for it.